Shoes.
Recorded live.
Okay. I guess we're up. Because we're just waiting for Sandman to call in. Welcome to Brothers Comic Studio. One of the things that we love more than comics and comic book movies and pop culture is sports. And we are all Bengal fans here. And unfortunately, after last night's game, we are just a little bit
In mourning,
yes. We did a version of this podcast on Sunday afternoon, which was a little bit hype.
More upbeat.
Much more upbeat besides the beating that the Bengals took last night. And so, it wasn't great. So we're just kind of hanging here loose, waiting for one of our friends to call in. Sandman, are you there? Sandman, are you there? See, he's located in the chat. See if I can get him to pull up here. You may hear the keys as they tap ahead. We're drinking, by the way. It might be a weekday night, but we let it go. Lil Hoss is still on the Sweetwater Blue 420. We're on the second one for here. What are you on, Big Hoss?
I'm on Killian's. I've gone away from the quality beer.
Yeah, well, it's a weekday beer. You don't want to waste the good stuff during the week.
Yeah,
I agree. Let's see. Are you there, Sandman? Where are you at? I'm trying to hear you. Don't see him yet. We're waiting. We got a loud chat on mute all. This is always fun. I wanted to go back in and clean this up. I think I know how to do it, though. I played with it the other day. Hey, Sandman, are you on the call? Sandman. I bet he was on the call.
You.
Hey, there you are.
Well, this shit works, damn.
Yeah, we were just spitballing there waiting for you to get on the call.
Yeah, I was trying to do this shit on my phone. The first time you do it, it's always a damn mess, but yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah, we're in mourning.
Oh, man. Oh, you don't even know.
Yeah.
I was kicking shit. Oh, man.
It was bad. I was telling
you
that I should have known. Like, Marvin Lewis coming out of bye, and momentum is stopped from what they were doing. It was set for a trap game, and it was absolutely trap.
And you figure, Houston, they still got a good defense. I mean, Jonathan Jones has been going off on them every time they play him.
I think maybe midway through the second quarter, I was like, I think this could be a problem.
When they didn't get a touchdown the first half, I was like, uh-oh, this is not going to end well. And show enough.
And the Texans played well enough.
Well,
offensively they did. I mean, honestly, Hoyer going out probably was the worst thing that happened to the Bengals.
Yeah, I think so. Because, what's his name? T.J. Yates?
He was not
in football 2 weeks ago. And they got that fool specifically just to beat the Bengals, it seemed like, man. That's the kind of luck they have sometimes.
Yeah, he didn't even Hoyer wasn't even stretching the field, but Yates was.
Throwing the ball deeper.
Check down Charlie. And I started watching it, and I was like, this looks bad. I didn't do my Bengals superstition, Well, I started the game probably about an hour and a half late.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't miss nothing.
I watched all the pregame stuff ahead of it, and I just, you know, slowly was starting to catch up to it, and that, you know, I get
right.
a couple of on my phone.
Yeah, right.
This is not good.
Yeah, it was bad, man. Yeah, AJ in these damn big games, he don't be showing up. I love AJ.
He's not as bad as Chad not showing up in big games.
Yeah,
but
Chad would just get shut out with no catches and shit, you know, half the time. Yet. So,
yeah,
I mean, he definitely was Chad, but yeah.
Yeah, Chad was the worst. But the bigger the game got, he choked away, as much as he liked to talk.
But AJ, the AJ Adult connection in the big game, I've never seen so many balls get knocked down, intercepted.
God.
And he makes that fumble again. I was telling Big Hot, they're driving to win the game. I mean, they're at the 22 with 40 some odd seconds to go. I mean, that's.
I thought they were going to win then. Yeah, it's like, they're going to come back. Yeah, but.
Yeah, that's
man,
a Tyler Eifert touchdown pass right there. And it's, you know, you just, you know, win and survive.
Yeah.
So it's survive in advance. And I was telling Big Hush too. When they lose and they lose like that, because you know the narrative stories have already been written that they can't.
Oh yeah.
At night, and so I avoided all sports today. No sports talk. I didn't go on ESPN today. I didn't go on.
Yeah. Oh, it was brutal, man. They was. Oh my God. It's fucking. You know what Colin Cowherd is, right? Man. I was at work, so I listened at work while I'm doing whatever. And, man, half his show was making fun of Andy Dalton, man. I was like, man, I hate this motherfucker. Why do I listen to him? I was mad. I was throwing shit at work, people looking at me like, damn, what the hell wrong with him?
Well, Andy Dalton didn't help the case at all.
When he opened up his mouth, I was like, uh-oh, this ain't good. This is going to
be.
Because it would have been a non-story if he had just closed his mouth and, you know, it's like, you know, just brushed it off. You just got to let stuff like that roll off your back. So,
yeah, he definitely didn't do that.
Did the opposite.
Yeah, so looking forward before we look backwards a little bit. So we got the game this Sunday night against Arizona, another primetime performance. As I was saying to Big Hutch, you know, Carson Palmer's probably licking his chops trying to get there. But also, I think, you know, Cincinnati's like how they did when they played with the Raiders when they came to town. You know, there's a bunch of people on that team recognize that he quit on them, too. So, and Cincinnati obviously going to have great effort this week with what happened.
It's kind of a good reset.
Yeah, it's a definite. And honestly,
yeah,
this is the kind of game that the Bengals, the Marvin Lewis Bengals win that you don't think, like, they were never going to win that game. And then they win.
They don't – the Bengals always got that – I always call it the opposite reaction. Games where they play some scrubs, that's where you got to watch the hell out. They're going to lose that game.
They play down to the competition. That is a Marvin Lewis trait for sure.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, and coming off of buys, I mean, that's you kind of – touched on it earlier. Coming off of bias, man, they seem like they have the worst damn record. Like, rest, like, hurts them. I don't know what the hell it is.
And the momentum, they had their momentum. It was taken away. I try not to buy into this nighttime narrative or whatever.
I'm tired.
They played bad, but they didn't play.
They played awful.
I don't know. That's just.
The Eifert thing really hurt them more than anything, man. When he wasn't catching balls, because they would have had at least two touchdowns if he could have, you know, just caught a couple of them balls.
He dropped a clear first down early. But AJ's the one. I mean, it's just like the game in Pittsburgh last year. You got the first down, and it's 45 seconds. You're not scoring. Get down, man. Get down, man.
Get
some clock and just go ahead. And you're trying to make plays. I mean, you're a playmaker, I understand, but just get down, man. That's it.
Yeah.
Get down and live to fight another play.
There you go.
But I think Hutch has pulled up the schedule, you know, the next, like, 3 weeks or so. What do you got the next 3 weeks?
You got
Arizona this week at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I think
Pittsburgh the following week.
Whew. Oh, man.
Yeah. But it's just Cincinnati,
but that don't mean that.
That's the Brown, yeah, the Browns are in there somewhere too. But
yeah, I mean, I think they're after Pittsburgh. Is it division? Oh, no, it's Pittsburgh and then the Rams, who just changed quarterback.
Yeah, the Rams, they should be. They should. But
we have a problem with first-string backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. If it's a scrub off the street, watch out. You're going to throw about 300 yards on the Bengals. I mean, that goes back to the old days. Y'all know, just like I do. So.
We remember, this is an all-time classic, that flicking the Magic Man from Green Bay.
I was watching that game. I remember watching that. Oh, man. Yeah. When who's this? Brett Favre. Who is this? Oh, when he came in, Mikowski got hurt. And the Bengals, of course, made him a legend. They came back and beat him.
That was something I was thinking about today. Who is always the background dude that are always getting, you know, like who is the football Craig Eloes and the Patrick Ewing and the poster? Catching a full face of nuts.
Yeah.
It's always orange and black uniform.
Well,
oh, man, I don't know.
If there's a modern Bengal that's doing that, it's probably Ray Maluga.
Yeah.
Ray
is kind of a scrub out there sometimes, man. He there for run defense, and that's about it. And half the time, you don't do that well. So
think about what they just did the last 3 weeks. They gave up, 10, 9,
mm-hmm.
and 13 points.
Hey, as much crap as I'm talking, the D has been on. I mean, that D-line has been taking care of business for a long time.
Yeah.
So.
And it's not like the touchdown that, Adam Jones was right there on that touchdown. It's not like it was a good play. I mean, you got to give it up to DeAndre Hopkins. You do.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the coverage was damn near perfect. The only thing he didn't do, I mean, he had him isolated on the sideline and a sliver of the end zone that he could actually catch the ball in and keep his feet in.
And
I mean, you just got to respect that. So.
Yeah. I mean,
one-handed.
That game's on the offense. I mean,
that's all on the offense.
You know, they didn't do anything. Sometimes I think Hugh Jackson gets too damn cute.
That was what everybody was saying this morning. Yeah, he just got too cute with some of the formations and stuff. And
what happened to our run game?
That's what I'm worried about. Man, Jeremy Hill, that fool forgot how to run. I don't know what he's bebopping and scatting, trying to backfield. He's trying to do the Geo thing, but he should be going in between the tackles.
He should be going north and south. Then run, Geo, run, man, because Geo
had
to get yards. And they were switching them out. They even had them in the game at the same time. I'm like, what are y'all doing? We ain't never done this before. Why are y'all doing it tonight?
Yeah, they do that sometimes. It's almost like they just get out away from whatever their strength is and do the exact opposite. And I mean, we've seen it before.
Hugh Jackson gets – I keep wanting to call him Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackson gets too cute for me sometimes. And I just old Bengal fan me is like, you know, it's old dude from Aliens 3, man. It's over, man. It's over, man.
It did feel bad, man. It felt I was depressed. I just turned off the TV. The last thing I saw before the TV turned off was J.J. Watt's big ass with a grin ear to ear. And I almost threw the remote at the TV. I was so mad. But.
The Arizona game would be telling of a lot of things at this point. You know, again, even if they go out there and lose but play well, people are going to be like, they lost in prime time. If they go out
you'll still beat the game.
I think it shuts up everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go out and lose again, and then, we could have a Green Bay situation on our hands. We went out undefeated to, three in a row. Like, how real and
all
back to Cincinnati playing the Steelers.
The Cardinals, at Cardinals versus the Rams.
Oh, Rams.
At home, and then at
So the Steelers is the next. Okay, so that actually makes me feel a lot better.
A little better,
Rams home and at Browns. So, I mean, they could easily – in this four-game stretch, go 2-2.
Easily. Yeah, easily.
Even go 3-1. So, I mean, yeah, I'll be okay with that. So that would put them at 10-2. Denver may not win another game with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, they got problems all of a sudden.
Well,
I mean, they went straight from, like, having the damn best defense in the world, and Peyton actually rejuvenated to, like, the exact opposite. Now he can't throw a pass more than 5 yards, and then, you know, they take it on water, man. That shit turned quickly.
Osweiler, like, he's not going to be doing – I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, it ain't the same. I don't even want to hear that. So, yeah.
So if they can try to get to that game, well, that's in later December. I'm thinking maybe possibly I might try to get up to that Ravens game, that last game of the season, freeze my ass
In Cincy, it's going to be cold as hell, boy.
Ain't nobody going to be playing. Well, you don't know. Cincinnati could be playing for, you know, that number two seed. That's what I just want.
That's
that
what
I'm
thinking.
Yeah, I need that bye. Like, we're going to need that bye for sure.
Not the Bengals. It almost, you know, like we said, it kind of works in reverse for them. I just want them to be at home. I don't want them to be on the road.
I don't think that's about – they're not going to be any worse than the three seed. I mean, they have to fuck up to even get that at this point. You know,
pretty much.
So, I just get that second seed, and, I mean, again, a bye week, I don't know. Last night was disheartening. And let's keep it 100.
It was bad.
I used to like them. I hate them orange fucking alternate uniforms. I fucking can't stand them. They look like shit.
Oh, yeah, the orange tops. While we're on the subject, I can't stand the road uniforms. Them things are straight up ugly, man. I've just been kind of afraid to say something because, you know, people jump on you. Like, oh, you mess with the uniform for this. I'm like, man. I wouldn't mess with the helmet because it's iconic now, but man, the rest of that uniform, boy, we could
give me that stuff out
for something else.
Yeah, give me the black caps and the black pants.
The black is fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. Like, every week, give me the black pants and the black tops, and I'm good. And again, that's superstition too, but I feel good. I mean, it's the Rams next Sunday.
Rams on November 29th.
I might have to go on Vivid Tix and see if, I don't know, I could drive up there for that. Although there's a lot of Rams fans that would drive over, I guess. All that going on with like anybody, like fans from anybody else there. We went to the Chargers game and there was too many Chargers fans there. I'm like, what the hell, man?
Damn, really? Like, damn.
Yeah, it was too many for me.
Yeah, damn. Who saw that coming?
That game specifically because I thought, well, nobody be here for that, you know. So
yeah, you would think.
This is a redo of a podcast. We talked about some other topics from before. Just it kind of is all appropriate now. Like that loss last night, it ain't an all-time hurter, but it hurt.
It hurt.
About to be 9-0. I didn't have any thought that they was going to actually lose that game. So that was my mistake.
Yeah. No, nobody was saying that, saw that coming. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much
everybody on ESPN. Everybody.
Yeah, that's when all the money's going one way.
You could have made some money last night on that damn thing.
I'm starting to think the dog might have a problem with just the state of Texas.
Maybe that's
maybe.
I don't know what he's trying to probably play for the Houston if they tired of
I mean, but it's not like he didn't play great, obviously, based on his other previous games, but he didn't play horrible either. I mean, it was just a bad effort overall on the offense. It just were out of sync the whole time.
Yeah, nothing looked right.
When they were getting it going, they couldn't get it going. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it was
knocked it off, and then that was it.
There was too many passes. They got to get that running game going. Run will save defense, and the run game will save your life. Everything falls in the line if you can run the ball.
Especially as it starts to get colder.
Oh, yeah. That's got me worried because the colder it gets, I mean, you got to be able to run the ball. And we ain't seen that really consistently yet. So.
Well, I mean, like two-headed monster, but the biggest monster is Geo. It's not Jeremy Hill.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Well, but it should be.
Andy Dalton was 22 of 38 yesterday.
Yeah,
under 200 yards.
That's too many passes.
That's the hardest game of the season. One interception.
It wasn't good.
No.
But, I mean, in the end, you can't put it on Dalton because if A.J. catches that pass, they might just go ahead and win that thing. You know, they were right there.
You're at the 22 with 40-some-odd seconds to go with all your options there. I mean, there's, you know, it opens up. I mean, that's, and again, that's the games they had been winning up to that point where it gotten late.
Yeah.
Love A.J., man, but he has moments like that occasionally, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not Chad, like I said. But.
And he had a rookie cornerback on him.
Right.
He was targeted, his target 7 times. He caught 5 of them.
Yeah.
But he got like
67
yards.
67 yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they should have been taking more advantage of that situation, but
right.
I don't know.
I thought there was a problem, too, when as much as people make fun of for being Fat Dre, when Fat Dre wasn't playing.
Yeah.
Fat Dre opens up the run game, and Fat Dre is a competent pass blocker. And so I knew they were going to go after Eric Winston. He had a couple of holding calls and a couple of other things, and I knew he was terrible. He's a bad, like, backup tackle.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want him going up against J.J. Watt. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I knew
yeah.
if Fat Dre didn't play, it was going to be a problem.
And Tyler Eifert caught 3, but he was targeted 7 times.
Yeah, but he tagged a couple of drops. And then that one in the third quarter where he stopped running on that route, he was wide open. And he made
every
stop running until he got into the end zone. All fell apart, and it's just so frustrating, man. Oh my god!
It was a long day at work, bro.
I went to bed at 12:30 ish.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah,
I need to be up and getting ready for my vocation at 5:00.
Fumes
this morning. And even though I went to bed at 12:30, I know I didn't go to sleep, but I was still tossing and turning like damn Freddy Krueger was chasing me. Like, I can't believe he got this. I can't believe he fumbled. I was like scrolling and scrolling through my head about all these plays that left on the field. So,
yeah,
looking at what do you think about Arizona, Sam, man?
Arizona, good defense. Got our old quarterback. Decent offense. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald's still there. I mean, they're dangerous, man. I think the Bengals, if they play to their capabilities, can handle them. But you just don't know sometimes what you're going to get with some of these Marvin Lewis teams. So, Carson will throw an interception, though. That's never changed. So I think they can hang in there. But
right.
I don't know. I don't know what y'all think.
What do you think, Big Hush?
Arizona is everything we don't want to see.
Especially now, yeah.
Right. I think they got better cornerbacks. I think they're at home.
Right.
If I said we were going to lose in the next 4 weeks, I would say to Arizona.
Yeah, I think Arizona's coming off their emotional win from Sunday. There'll be a little bit of a natural letdown.
Yeah.
I think that's just a given. And like I said earlier, I think Cincinnati will be, because they got embarrassed and they lost, they'll be that natural tendency to, be hyped.
They'll be getting drilled in practice this week. It'll be a long.
And then they're going to hear how much they suck all week through the media, too.
The media's carrying them a new one.
That does F with people. And so if they have to hear that consistently and constantly, I think they'll be ready for it. That seems like a perfect NFL game. I haven't seen the line yet, but I would imagine that Arizona would be favored probably by 3.
Oh, yeah, Arizona's going to be favored, yeah. I would say at least by 3, yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be perfect, you favored at home by 3. That's a pick on the pick, because that's what.
Oh, yeah.
3 points because you're at home. So that's a pick-em game. And I would imagine, I think I said this on the podcast that didn't happen, that either Cincinnati was going to win big or they were something was weird was going to happen. They weren't going to win like close, and they didn't.
Yeah.
So,
and it was the weird one, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the same situation. Either they get blown the fuck out and lose like 37-10 over, they like somehow win a close one. Like, I don't think it'll be anywhere near, like, I don't think it'll be anywhere near. Like, they're not going to blow out Arizona.
No, they're not going to blow out Arizona at home.
Yeah, they could totally get run off the field, though, and then taking it back to there for the Rams.
If they lose this one close and they lose to Arizona big time, there's gonna have to be some psychiatric.
The demons are real, you know. And once you start thinking about it, like, it's real, and they might start to think about it some more and be a little bit more scared about what everything is. But
and if Pittsburgh wins, which I'm pretty sure they should.
Well, Pittsburgh has a tougher schedule, actually. I think they have that. And they're at Seattle, but Seattle ain't shit now.
Yeah,
then,
not anymore.
No, and then I think they're on the bye week this week. So they're bye and then at Seattle, I think. Another AFC North news, Johnny Manziel was named the starter for the rest of the season. I know people are like, oh, he threw for 372 or whatever. Y'all motherfuckers scored 9 points. And he scored 10 points the week before. So what are y'all talking about?
Johnny Manziel will be in Dallas.
I agree.
Or the Texans.
No, he'll be in Dallas
next
year, too.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like the Dallas thing. Yeah, that sounds perfectly for Dallas.
Yeah, he's almost getting old, and Jerry wants him. So, I mean, and he'll wind up dead. And a pile of cocaine, like fucking Star Trek.
That ain't a laughing matter, but yeah.
He's not going to be able to handle that kind of temptation and all that. That's just not a good look for him.
And Browns are taking the top five.
Well, they got the number one pick right now. Cleveland does.
Do they? They got the worst record in the league?
Yeah, they got the number one pick right now. I saw somewhere on one of their websites, like, we could take Joey Bosa. I'm like, that would be so
cool. That's all they're saying because, you know, unfortunately for us, most Cleveland fans are Ohio State fans too. And so it was like, last year it was Cardale. Get Cardale. Cardale, start for us next year. I was like, oh, God, don't ruin that boy's career.
Take my wife, please. Because Cardale Jones will be an undrafted free agent at this point in time.
Oh, yeah. He ain't going to do it.
And Joey Bosa is not J.J. Watt. Joey Bosa is shit. I don't even know who Joey Bosa is, but he's J.J. Watt.
He's A.J. Hawk.
Yeah, he's A.J. Main.
A.J. Hawk.
yeah, roughly.
Hawk had that sack last night, though. I can't talk too much crap about it. So,
Gino got one last night?
Gino got one.
Carlos didn't get one, though.
Didn't get none. Did Gino get one?
Gino got one.
I love me some Gino.
I got it.
That might have been the I think he got the concussion with the Pecos set.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hopefully, they do what they do. Houston probably be favored to win a division since Luck ain't going to be playing for 6 weeks. So,
damn, is that long? Woo! Wow.
Yeah, he's out for a minute. So they probably win. They get the number three. They probably draw probably Pittsburgh or Oakland. Well, there'll be four, right. There'll be four. So they probably draw Pittsburgh or Oakland. You know, maybe they win that game and, you know, become the Cincinnati, you know. And we get a rematch with them. I don't want to see it, but it'll be at least in Cincinnati. We won't have them ugly-ass orange uniforms on. So, you know.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you really want that ticket to that game?
I'll take it. I mean, they gave up 13 points, man. 13 points.
They gave up 10 last night?
Yeah.
They gave up 10 points.
10-6.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I'm still thinking they're going to win the game 13-10. So, all right. So, we're going to wrap up this first Who Day Over 40 podcast. We're going to come back to it probably next week, maybe. Maybe even a preview before the game on Sunday. I don't know. I'm a little concerned, but I'm going to try to hold it together. And, like I said, thank you, Sam, man. We appreciate you, man, for calling in. Hopefully this works with the audio this time. We don't have to call you back for a third time to try to get this done one time. But I'm pretty sure I figured it out how to do it this time.
if practice makes perfect, hey, hopefully they'll take care of business on Sunday. We can have a hot, happier podcast next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, much somber one. It's almost like somebody fucking died for this one.
Yeah, because the energy was gone. We all feel it, so yeah.
Only thing died was my dreams. Hoping the perfect season. Man, that's the perfect season there somehow. So we're signing off. Thanks, man. We appreciate you calling in. We'll talk to you later.
Peace. Hootay. Peace.